From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March the 7th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A plan to build a new shopping plaza on Fairview Avenue in Greenport is in the works. TRG Property Management hopes to develop a small shopping center at 161 Fairview Avenue near the intersection of Healy Boulevard that would include replacing and moving McDonald's, adding an Aldi grocery store, and the construction of two other commercial spaces. A site plan proposal was submitted by TRG on February 27th. Planning Board Chairman Ed Stifler said the developers' representatives and members of the Greenport Planning Board have been in discussion about the project for 10 months. He said, and I quote, "We're in the very early stages of the review process," end quote. Meredith Poole, vice president of TRG, declined to comment, adding the company is not far into its development process. Stifler said the board is now awaiting a complete traffic study. Under the proposal, the relocated McDonald's would be flanked by two retail spaces. One building would measure 3,400 square feet, the second 3,600 square feet. Aldi's would be located behind the new McDonald's and measure nearly 23,000 square feet. Construction would require the demolition of three homes, including Gothic Farmhouse. Stifler does not know if the homes are currently occupied. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Kinderhook Village Board hosted a public information meeting on February 22nd to discuss the proposed plans for sidewalk repairs and replacing the water main on William Street. The work would be limited to William Street from Chatham Street, State Route 9, to Maiden Lane. Mayor Jim Dunham said the much-needed work would cost approximately $830,000. Representative from HVEA Engineers said the sidewalks are, and I quote, "falling apart," end quote, and the existing water main is at the, and I quote, "end of its life," end quote. Roughly $325,000 of the total cost of the project is for water main repair. Dunham said the board is looking into state grants to help fund the project. The village does have state consolidated local street and highway improvement program money that can be used. However, the village will have to bond a portion of the project, Dunham said. The full details of the project are available at Village Hall for the public to review. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Athens Village Board has unanimously approved the Standards for the Care of Village Trees local law. The ordinance focuses on the maintenance, removal, and care of trees on village-owned property. A state environmental review was completed before the law was passed. The Friends of Athens group received a $2,500 grant from the Athens Community Center in January to conduct a survey of trees on village-owned property by a certified arborist. Tree committee member Stephen Bradditt said that the survey will provide a useful inventory. He said, and I quote, "We've been going out to various arborists, so we should get that kicked off shortly," end quote. The village tree legislation was first discussed in July with the goal to attract more business to the village. He said, and I quote, "The passion around the tree is really about the passion around growing and improving the village," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Approximately 70 people turned out March the 6th for a 90-minute forum on school safety presented by the Socrates Board of Education. The event was held in the aftermath of the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, and local threats from an apparently well-armed student. Participants were asked to provide their perceptions of the current strength of school security and safety. Kimball reports that student themes were based on observations from daily activity, while parents tended toward more fear-based concerns rooted in not knowing what is actually happening in the schools. Students consistently asked for clear information from adults about what to do during drills and expressed deep concern that there have not been enough drills during lunch periods. Parents of elementary students were focused on the shootings that took place at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut in 2012, saying they want a strong presence in the building to avoid a repeat of that tragedy. Several in attendance said they were troubled by officials' refusal to discuss the recent arrest of an 18-year-old Socrates High School senior who, along with his father, were charged with criminal possession of a weapon after the teen expressed extreme rage and admiration for school shooters in the social media post. School officials said they will review the comments and prioritize needs with attention paid to which item can be addressed during the current budget development process. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. A winter storm warning remains in effect from 7 a.m. March 7th through 7 a.m. March the 8th. The snow could be heavy at times, with a temperature high near 35 degrees. But Wednesday night, snow mainly before 5 a.m. That snow could be heavy at times, with a temperature low of 30 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of snow before noon, then a chance of rain and snow. It will be cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 23. And on Friday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 39 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 6:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:51 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 54 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 7th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.